Hey guys, Eman from PesoSmartPH here and welcome to another video. So today we're gonna discuss what is compound interest. So okay, let's first define what compound interest is. So of course, from our best friend Wikipedia, compound interest is the addition of interest to the principal sum of a loan or deposit. Or in other words, interest on interest. It is the result of reinvesting interest rather than paying it out. So that interest in the next period is then earned on the principal sum plus previously accumulated interest. Compound interest is standard in finance and economics. So from another source, Investopedia, so it's just basically Wikipedia of investing. Compound interest or compounding interest is interest calculated on the initial principal, which also includes all of the accumulated interest of previous periods of a deposit or a loan. Thought to have originated in 17th century Italy, compound interest can be thought of as interest on interest and will make a sum grow at a faster rate than simple interest, which is calculated only on the principal amount. So yeah, basically like compounding interest is like reinvesting everything that you earn on that particular investment. So for example, you invested 10,000 pesos on year one and that earned a 10% interest, so that's 1,000. So you're gonna get like 11,000 on your first year. You're not gonna withdraw or like spend that 1,000 pesos. You're gonna put it back again on the investment portfolio or vehicle, and then that in return will earn again, you know, 10% on the second year. So yeah, so on and so forth. So the next topic will be saving versus investing with compounding interest. So first, our example would be saving. So yours, for example, it's just a random number. You're saving 22,500 per month. So in 1 year, you're gonna get 270,000 in total. So that's 1 year. 5 years, 1,350,000 pesos. And then in 10 years, of course, just times 10, you're gonna get 2.7 million. That's just saving. But when you invest with compound interest, let's say just a random growth of your investment is 10%. So if you save 22, and not really save, but you invest 22,500 per month, in 1 year it's gonna be 297,000. So compared to just saving, that is a clear gain of 27,000 pesos. In 5 years, it's gonna be 1.8 million. Look at that. Look at the difference of saving versus investing. I mean, of course, it's not really fixed on 10% growth. It could increase or it could decrease. So that's a risk there. But like, saving has no risk. Unless, you know, the bank that you're saving it closes up. But you know, of course, you need to do your research there and like go for BDO, BPI, Metro Bank. They're all established banks, so they're not really gonna go out of business anytime soon. And then in 10 years, this is mind-boggling. Compared to saving, that is a 2 million, almost a 2 million difference, more than 2 million. Look at that, 4.7, 33 million in 10 years with compounding interest. See, in a 10-year period, if you're just patient, consistent, and you know, you do your research and put your money on a smart investment vehicle, you can achieve this. Mind blown, right? So yeah, investing with compound interest. I'm just gonna show you a table here. So of course, Here is like on the first column the year count, and then on the second column like your starting investment at like the start of the year, of course. In year one it's zero, and then per month there's your investment, and then your whole year investment, which will be multiplied into 10%, because that's the interest growth. Yeah, that's a table. Look at that. Yeah, 10 million. We already viewed that earlier. 4 point. Yeah, for the 10-year period, it's 4.7 million. So that's 10 years. So if you stop investing in year 10, you'll get an estimated 473,000 pesos yearly income. For example, you started investing at 25, and at 35, you can stop working whatever you're working on if you're not happy with it, or if you're stressed out, or you're burnt out. You're gonna get 473,000 yearly income by just investing, 270,000 pesos a year. So, yeah, that is a very good thing. Yeah, of course, that income is at an estimated return per year of 10%. So here, we're gonna look at the table for 20 years. Of course, on this one, on your 11th year of investing, you're gonna increase your monthly contribution to 33,500. So that's a 10,000 pesos increase. So yeah, at year 20, you're gonna get an estimated 19 million, 19.3 million. And if you stop investing on year 20, you'll get an estimated 1.9 million yearly income. Let's say 10% estimated return per year. That is insane. I mean, for me, I mean, I'm so excited right now to continue investing and, have this a potential income in the coming years. Then in 30 years, here's the table. Of course, on your 21st year, you're gonna increase it to 43,500. So that's another 10,000 pesos increase. Of course, that's really up to you if you want to increase it, or like decrease it, or totally stop. But yeah, that's just my goal, and I'm sharing it with you guys. So it's gonna be 59.2 million in 30 years after you started. If you stop investing in year 30, you'll get an estimated 5.9 million yearly income on a 10% estimated return per year. Even if you have that to 5%, it's still gonna be a big amount of money, right? So it's insane. I mean, what if it doubles? It's gonna be 20%. So your money, your 5.9 million, will be doubled. That's more than 11 million, right? And then, of course, we have five key takeaways here. Of course, first, I mean, for me, but I also want you to appreciate it and understand it. Compounding interest is simple. It's pretty simple. I know that a lot of resources and a lot of people are like explaining it very, it seems very complicated, but I think they're just overcomplicating it so that you won't do it. I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure what their intentions are, but I've read a lot of resources online, and it feels like they're making it overcomplicated. But I think it's very simple, and compounding interest can be your best friend. Then number two, discipline and consistency goes hand in hand. Of course, you need to be disciplined with your investment habits, and you need to be consistent. Because if you're not consistent, for example, you're not gonna invest in 2,500 per month, or like 10,000 per month, or 5,000 per month. You're not gonna achieve your goal. But of course, you need to define your why. Why are you doing this? Do you wanna retire early? Do you wanna quit your job or whatever in the future? Something like that. So yeah, you need to do that. Be disciplined and be consistent. And of course, time is your best ally. So you need to start now. Even if you're young, even if you're a teenager, you have your allowance. You can open an account. Convince your parents that this is gonna be for your future and whatnot. But if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, start now because it's gonna be worth it. But yeah, of course, starting early is you have an advantage because time is on your side. You're young, so it's gonna be better if you start now. Start now. And then compound interest investing is a marathon, of course. It is a marathon. It is not, a quick buck. It is not a rich quick scheme. It's just not. It's not like that. You need to be patient, and you need to understand that value investing, dividend investing, is for the long haul. It's not day trading. It's not, it's not for 5 years, 1 year, 6 months. It's not something like that. It's gonna reward you the most as you go, as you go beyond your years, your old self years. Like when you're 30, 40, 50, that's gonna be the most money that you're gonna make. But it's good 'cause you can give your stock portfolio to your children or to whomever you want. You can gift it. And then, of course, number five, it accomplishes extraordinary things. That is true. Warren Buffett is one example of that. He invested in what they call this, in companies that he believed that will thrive and survive for a couple of years. Not really a couple, for a very long time, for a lot number of years. So yeah, he used compounding interest to be where he is at now. So yeah, that's just a quick video, and this is Albert Einstein, and the reason why he's here is because he said this: compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. Read that again. Compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it. It is the most powerful force in the universe. And that's Albert Einstein. He's like one of the most intelligent, brilliant minds who lived on this earth, and he said this. So, who are we to question it? And I mean, yeah, we can question it, but like, he's a brilliant man. And if he believes this, and if he said this, then compounding interest is really something else, and I really believe that as well. So yeah, I think that's gonna be for the video, guys. Well, because I have nothing to discuss. And of course, don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe to my channel so you won't miss any of my videos. Again, I upload every Tuesday and Thursday. And yeah, thanks again for watching, and I hope that you learned something from this video. I'll see you guys in the next one, and be peso smart.